This is your Words of Hope for July 13, 2020. In today's devotional, we contemplate the relationship between hearing God's Word and doing what God is calling us to do. And we realize that no matter who we are or what we do, we are all called to live lives of obedience. The title of today's devotional is Obedient, and was written by Joel Plantinga. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we're reading from the book of James. We're going to read chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the imparted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and at once he forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Some people believe that obedience is the repression of the human will. Scripture describes it much differently, including Jesus' statement in John 14:21 that obeying him is the ultimate expression of love. Here, obedience is described in two parts: listening and doing. Churches that thrive are filled with people who obey God. Listening is a lost art. We want to be heard and understood. Are we quick to listen in our prayers? How much time do we spend listening to God as we read His Word and listen as our day goes on? Are we so busy telling God what's on our agenda, which He already knows, that we aren't listening? Doing without listening will cause us to do the wrong things. Doing is the fruit of effective listening. Not doing shows that we haven't listened. Once we receive God's leading, we can be confident of His empowerment to complete what we're called to do. There are very talented people who are busy doing a lot of things and yet accomplish nothing significant because they are doing their work and not God's. There are also very average people, by human standards, who are eternally significant because they are listening for and doing what God is calling them to do. As a pastor, I want people who obey God because they will have the wisdom and courage to show me my faults and correct me in my mistakes. After all, Christ is the head of the church. The church needs you. When you pray today, listen to what God is saying. My prayer for you is that you will do what God is calling you to do. Today's devotional was written by Joel Plantinga. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produce today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. For questions, comments, or prayer requests, you can email devotional@woh.org. Please join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.